O God, be known to us in Scripture and in the breaking of the bread. Amen. The stories that we tell shape our lives. And if we live them deeply enough, they can change them and change the world. Once upon a time, when you hear those words, you know that you're in for a story that's going to have mystery and adventure. Remember this? A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Those of us of a certain age saw those yellow words roll up in the screen into deep space, the first and maybe every Star Wars film. That might sound like a story that is make-believe at first, but not really. Those stories that set themselves outside of just here and now become the kind of stories that are really real. We call them mythic, not because they're made up, but because they are tapping into something deep that is true everywhere, always, in all times. And there's those threads of this big story that are going to resonate with my little story to help me understand my place in the larger order of things. Tonight is one of those nights. We are metaphorically gathered around the campfire, telling an old, old story. It's a story that comes from far, far away, long, long ago. It starts in the western end of the Fertile Crescent, in this little tribe just above Egypt, little Iron Age tribe, ground up between the gears of the ancient empires and subjugated and forgotten and unimportant to just about everyone except their God. This story that they tell for 1,000 years, and they tell into other subjugations and exiles at the other end of the Fertile Crescent, under another empire, Persia, and then under another empire, the Roman Empire. And even though this story has lots of tribal angles and awkward edges and the bias of ancient humanity in its details, there is this golden thread that is running through it that gets added to the universal human storytelling mix, that God, the God of creation, this benevolent force that holds everything together, is especially weaving things that are lost and broken and subjugated and neglected, and weaving it all together into a larger whole. And that storyline, that starts meaning something to other groups, other people, in other times and places, people who have lost their identity and found it again, people who need liberation, people who hunger for more, for knowing that God weaves the world from the bottom up. It's that golden thread that gets picked up by those humans brought over and enslaved to build a new empire in America. And it held them through several hundred years of enslavement. The story of how God liberates us all, and even liberates the empire, that liberates us from all our demonic and demonizing and warring obsessions, it is a story that we are still learning how to tell truthfully. Baptism is a ritual that comes out of all that storytelling. It gets its roots in this Red Sea journey we read about, this people taking this plunge into an unknown journey, into the desert, from a land that they were uneasily comfortable in, comfortable just because they were familiar with it, even though it was oppressive, and stepping out into the desert, into promise, but unknown, traveling together, guided by trust, hope that God was guiding them for good. I am glad that we baptize children, that we baptize children who might not even know or understand the story because they understand storytelling better than adults. They know how to live into it. They know how to be lived by a good story. They can hear the truth of it. Yesterday, during the Stations of the Cross, one of our youngest members, still in her single digits, afterwards brought me a sheaf of colored paper that was made into a book already. And I opened it, and they're like, oh, these are the stations. This is everything we just did. And the title page of it said, The Book of God. And the subtitle was, How God Died for God. That's great theology. To know God is at the beginning and the end, and that it's all about God. That we get folded into this unfolding of God. That's the story. It's not some titanic battle between good and evil, like there was an unknown outcome. The good stories are all about how good unfolds in the world against all odds. It's not exactly inexorable, because there's a lot that happens in the middle, but there is a destination, a destiny. It's about how God liberates us from every blindness and fear and prejudice and panic and hatred and ignorance. So on this holy night, let's plunge in again. That's what this is all about. Let's cross over into this great story of liberation from all that holds us back. Joining these children who know the meaning of the story. They know how to jump in. Did you hear Alex? I renounce them. Yes, yes. I learned something tonight. This is plunging into a new way of life. This is a new hope. This is the way. The way that leads us out of all our bondages. What God is doing now, liberating all of creation, not just once upon a time, but in every time, in our time, starting from here. Amen.